This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I don't know if you noticed the phrase during our study of Psalm 1:3, whose leaf does not wither. That phrase indicates why I like spring more than fall. In springtime, leaves slowly but surely come out on the tree and turn the drab, dead look of winter into life-emitting fragrance and beauty. I know fall has its display of spectacular colors, but those colors also indicate that the leaves are withering. Soon they'll fall off the branches, and the landscape will take on the pall of death. No wonder the psalmist concludes his description of the God-blessed life with the sentence, "Whatever he does prospers." This promise needs to be understood in the words of Paul in Romans 8:28, King James Version. We know that God works all things together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Remember, this tree is planted in the valley. We might prefer the mountaintop, but God does his best work in and through us as a result of our valley experiences. The process is seldom what we would choose, but the result is always worth it. How does God do this? The promise in verse 6 gives us an indication, "For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous." The counsel of the wicked that we should avoid is based on an earthly worldview. God sees things we or earthly counselors never see. He understands what we're going through better than anyone else can. He also knows what is best for us if we are to be blessed as he wants to bless us. So seek him and his counsel in his word, meditate on it day and night, and you will experience the God-blessed life.